I don't remember
hot flashes.
Brush.
You're a man of a certain age.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Rolling.
Rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. All right, hey, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab for sponsoring the show, of course.
Yes. You know, so. Concert in the Park is today.
Oh, it is today.
It's going to be bananas.
And that's with Ringo Starr.
Right.
Okay.
So Heart of Dundee. So here's the thing. It's going to be crazy. Go ahead. You can order ahead. You can go to eatafk.com, place your order, and just swing in and pick it up on your way to the concert. Or you can even call ahead, 402-504-3223.
Yeah.
You can call in your order. The only reason I say that is because that's the biggest way that we do stuff, especially with kids chilling in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you just pop in and pop out.
And it's 50th and Underwood.
Yes.
It's right there in the heart of Dundee where the concert's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Ground zero.
Ground zero.
Oh, my gosh. I am already bracing for it all.
Okay.
My mom, for the longest time, lived right there behind Memorial Park on 57th Avenue.
And they would close off those streets.
Yes. Yeah, so when we were doing a show that required us to get up at 4:30 in the morning, the streets were already packed. Like, that's how crazy people were about getting their spots and getting cars parked on the street so that they would have it after the concert.
Okay. Because in the past, I've just biked there, you know, park a distance and bike. But the thing is that when you're... You got to be in shape to get up that hill.
That's why you got to get yourself one of those e-bikes.
I'm not going to make that investment.
They're a game changer.
Oh, I know. I see them all the time. I have friends that have them, and they love it. So when they go to the mountains and stuff like that, they use those things to travel around.
I know, but it cracks me up. My brother-in-law got an e-bike, and it cracks me up because he's like, I'm going out biking. I was like, can you call it that?
No.
When it's like
riding
an engine.
He's going riding is what he is.
You're going out on a bike.
Yes.
I don't think you can call it cycling.
Not yet. But all right, so live show. Molly's in studio. We're right here together. Hello, if you're watching and if you're listening, thanks for listening. Our live show is coming up July 12th at Herd at Sports Bar and Grill.
In La Vista. It's going to be Saturday, July 12th. Doors open at 6:30, and then it's going to be show starting at 7:30. I am so excited about getting out
and
meeting people.
Have you picked out an outfit? What are you going to do outfit-wise?
No, I want to go shopping with my sister. There's a part of me where, I'll wear jeans or something because I don't like wearing skirts on stage just in case there's a horrible accident and everyone sees my underwear.
Oh, yeah. One more time. What was that? Wait, one more time. Repeat that.
Like, I've had that before where I went to auditions and then they were like, get up on the stage and you're wearing like a dress and you're like, oh my God, the angle of people being down and looking up.
Oh, I never thought of that.
As a woman.
I never thought of that.
All of a sudden you're like,
all of a sudden I'm closing my legs right now.
Well, that's what I mean. The angle is such where it's like everybody's looking up your skirt.
Okay.
So then it got to the point where I'm like, I'm wearing pants.
But if it's good for ratings.
My husband's going to be there and so are my children. My kids would be like, gross. Listen,
I never thought of that stuff. I've never thought of that.
Well, no, I mean, and honestly, like, had it not happened to me on multiple occasions, I wouldn't have thought about it either. Sometimes you don't know. Like, you go into an audition, you think it's just going to be a room like this one where you're like, okay, jump in front of the camera, whatever. And then all of a sudden it'll be like, get up on the stage. You're like, no.
I've never thought of that.
I don't think I should do that.
So if you're sitting in the front row, and we'll just say you're on stage and you're wearing a dress and then I can see up it. Well, do you look up or do you keep the eye like the boob look?
I don't know what you do. I mean, I've never been on the other end of it. I've never been on the, but if you ever notice when people are on stage and they do all those things, women are usually wearing really long dresses.
Okay.
Like if you've noticed that they're wearing dresses, they usually are the maxi dresses. The ones that go all the way down because of the fact that like, if you wear anything like this, if you change your legs, it's like, wow, everybody. Welcome to the inner part of me.
What's good for ratings is good for ratings. Oh
then
my
you should
God.
Wear a skirt.
I should actually wear a skirt. I don't even know what I'm going to do or what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, what are you thinking about wearing?
I have no idea. I have thought about it over and over. And
you're not. I think you should wear something nice, though. You look. You clean up really well.
Yeah, but I want to be comfortable and just be me.
I know,
me,
but so. I don't want you wearing your Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt.
Why not? What's wrong with that? How about an Employee of the Month shirt?
You can wear that.
Okay.
I'm sure Peter will be Grace wearing his. Grace is going to be wearing hers, and God knows. Are we crowning the new Employee of the Month at the live show?
Absolutely, we are. Uh-huh. I wonder why you think that. Yes, we are. I decided that, and then I threw it out on social media, so I'm pulling this. And so on the list is Murray, you.
Murray? I saw that. Yes. Is Murray winning?
Wait, hold on. Murray, you, Tequila, Sweet Wylene, uh-huh. And the fifth one that jumped in is Pepperoni Pizza. So.
Wow. I mean, her dad does have really good pepperoni pizza.
Yes, they do. So that's the deal. And it's funny because I've got it on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I also have it on Facebook, which you guys should all be following, yes. by the way. You should need to follow those pages. Like them. Do whatever you got to do. It's the Big Party Show page. But what I did notice, and this is my question.
Okay.
I did notice on Instagram, because I know who all voted. I saw you voted.
I did.
And I wanted to know, and I was thinking about this on the way in, who did you vote for and will you tell us? Did you vote for yourself? Did you vote for the pizza?
Did you vote for
Sweet Wylene, or did you vote for Murray?
I voted yesterday.
Okay.
So I think I voted, honestly, I think I voted for Wylene. Like, honestly,
did you really?
Like, I don't even think I voted for myself.
Why wouldn't you vote for yourself?
Because I thought you could see.
I can.
So you don't know. So who did
I don't
I vote
know who
for?
You voted for. Like on the Facebook Big Party Show page, I see everyone that voted for what?
Okay, but you don't see that on Instagram?
No, that's why I wanted to know who you voted for.
I'm almost positive that I didn't vote for myself. I hope I did, maybe. I don't know. It depends on the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have, you know, in knowing me, I could have voted for pepperoni pizza.
I want to know if you voted for you. I need to know if you voted for you.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
We're going to crown it.
We're going to crown it. And I'm going to be fair. It just has to, when the results are finished, it has to go to the CEO of Employee of the Month, and he'll make the decision.
Who's there. The CEO?
It's secret.
I work for this company. We're co-CEOs.
It'll happen on July 12th.
Oh my God. So another reason for people to show up so they can see me lose to a pepperoni pizza. I mean, I'm
Gracie,
fine.
You got to make a vote. You got to make a vote.
Yeah.
She did vote. Okay, she did vote. All right.
She probably voted for tequila. Please, I hope you voted for me. Please, people, vote
Well, the
for
least,
me.
What I saw who was failing the most on it is tequila. And tequila not being the drink, by the way. Tequila is the name of my dog.
People might be confused about that.
I got the photos up.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, people might think since pepperoni pizza's on there that you literally mean tequila.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I have the photos. So we're talking about the dog.
Okay, but I'm just saying, when people look at it, there could be that moment where you're like, oh, well, pepperoni pizza, and he obviously drinks a lot of tequila. He might have been when he put this up on account of the fact that he was hungry and drinking. So two of the options had to do with what was right in front of him at the time.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, go on those pages and then, make the vote that you need to make.
So Eventbrite is where you can get your tickets for the live show. People have been asking. And it's easy. You just go to Eventbrite and you put the Big Party Show and you will be able to go there. But we also have an event link on Facebook. So like you can go to our Facebook page and there is a link there and you wouldn't even have to be, you know, searching.
We want you all to be a part of this. I mean, it's a live podcast, so we need you guys to have audience participation, all that stuff. And we won't make you jump through hoops or swallow swords or anything like that.
Unless you want to. I will not be wearing a dress.
Okay, so... A-list alert. What's the latest?
Oh my God. Okay. So A-list alert. First things first, the wedding of the century.
Oh, that's going on right now.
My God. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have completely descended on the floating city of Venice, along with all of their fancy friends. But somebody somewhere let leak
their list,
their wedding invitation.
Okay.
So keep in mind.
Why is that a big deal?
Well, where do you see it? This is the thing. They've spent so much money. They have put so much time. Obviously, there's foam parties and pajama parties and Gatsby parties. So everyone's like, well, geez, what is their invitation going to look like? Is it going to be like moon dust on like, you know, bird feathers? No.
What is it? Just the basic?
Let's show it. You'll see.
It's just the basic. Well, that's pretty.
That is the dorkiest thing ever.
That's.
They've got a gondola bridge. Butterflies, which, okay, doves holding feathers, a firefly, I mean,
what are
a
those guys that are standing and they do the...
The gondola.
That's the gondola. I've never been on one before, but okay.
So this is their invite. This is the magic invitation to the wedding.
Now, what would you do if you were this rich, this $20 million wedding?
It would have been like gross. Like it would have been like a box that you
open up and butterflies
like,
come out.
Yeah, like butterflies come out. And then there's like actual, like, I think what would have been really cool is if they did that invitation where you opened it and it turned into one of those arches with the gondola underneath, you know, like the origami type of thing where you got the special cutouts, like something like that where you're like, wow. Wow, that really took some engineering.
It is interesting that this is they're calling it the wedding of the century, which grosses me out.
Oh, absolutely.
And they do have something as basic as that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it looks like something, like someone on social media was like, that is literally the gondola from Microsoft, like photo editing.
Yeah.
Like where you could like cut and paste, like clip art. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like somebody literally spent 5 minutes being like, butterflies.
And so everything has started. And when is the actual ceremony? Is
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw Orlando Bloom's there.
Solo.
Yeah.
He called it.
Smooching on Kim Kardashian.
I mean.
But I think they've had a romantic past in the past.
Really?
I think.
That might be news to me.
So yeah, that was news. You broke that on Wednesday that Katy Perry.
Everybody was saying he's going solo. And everyone's like, but Lauren and Katy went to space.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Space friends. Apparently that girl coalition has completely cracked.
I agree. And they said, I was reading that Orlando and her got in a big argument over the whole space thing. And it was all ridiculous. And he wasn't supportive of her. I don't think they've been dating. They've been engaged for 6 years, dating for 10 years.
Yeah, they have a daughter.
So they must not have gotten along very much. But how do you do a 6 year
engagement?
How long were you engaged for?
10 months.
10 months.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Not even. Let me see.
What was the rush?
August.
Okay.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 8 months.
8 months.
8 months. Yeah. It was quick. We'd been dating for like over a year. Peter was a man of a certain age. We knew we wanted to start a family. Like, I think it was just kind of like,
I get it.
When you know, you know. I mean, it'd be one thing if we were like 21 and 22. Be like, we want to get married. And everyone's like, you haven't even gotten wet behind the ear. I mean, like, you're still wet behind the ears.
Yeah. So I waited too. I mean, Wylene and I is, I think we'll be celebrating our fifth year anniversary.
Married, but how long were you together before that?
5 years.
Yeah.
5 years. I had to ask her, get off the pot. So basically someone asked me on the golf course, how many trips can you take Wylene on?
Before it's just an engagement ring?
Before you should just buy an engagement ring.
And then like, you took me to go pick it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, we went together. I loved trying on all the jewels. Borsheims.
Yeah,
come on, guys,
shine.
Sponsor the show. You know I've got like all the glitter from you guys. Seriously, like so
those
much.
Those are all Borsheim stuff.
Oh, so much Borsheim stuff.
All right,
I can't even tell you.
You also talked about the 28 weeks later.
So 28 weeks later, the big talk, the scuttlebutt, everyone is, I'm not alone, is the Alpha Samson.
The giant wiener.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And it is a prosthetic.
Yeah. And it has to be.
Yes. Because there's a kid on set and apparently there's
He's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are all these like laws, which good, because the scene is them running away from this guy. He's running after okay. them.
Yeah. Because you can't be fully naked.
No.
When there's minors on yes. the thing. So my question, good. What's the difference? The thing looks real enough anyway. The guy, by the way, is 6'8".
Yes.
They asked him if it's proportionate to him, and he responded, I'm 6'8". I'll leave that alone.
Whatever. He's like, let the prosthetic speak for itself. I'm like, well, they had to put something on.
I'm 5'10". And you know what? Speaking of that, even little people, right?
Don't.
No, their junk is proportionate, not to their body, but to like us.
Us. Wow. Oh my God. For anyone who is part of the vertical challenge community, my apologies.
Hey, not that I know. I read a lot.
Right. Sure.
Did that even make sense? I don't even know if it made sense.
No, I don't. Saying.
Okay, all right.
But no, so that
but now
was...
you'll look at the little people a little bit different.
You got to stop that. I can't save you from you when you keep saying the things that you say.
All right, and also the latest on 28 years later.
Yes.
That whole movie was filmed on an iPhone.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It has changed everything now. I know there's other movies that's been done like that, but I haven't seen it yet. But it was on an iPhone, like an iPhone 15 or something.
Yeah. So Danny Boyle, who is the director, the original 28 Days Later was shot totally in digital, like with a digital camera.
Okay.
And that was groundbreaking at the time.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And so that's why it had that certain look, that certain aesthetic to it. So Danny Boyle has historically been very much like, hey, let's use whatever we can use. And so on this one, he literally used an iPhone and just did the iMovie edits and all that kind of stuff.
Which would change everything, right? I've never been on a movie set, but I know that those cameras are pretty big.
Yes. Okay. It would be strange that somebody like holding their can't like crazy? Holding like, yeah, okay, keep going. All right. So now Samson's here with this big old crazy scary
thing.
It was
terrifying. Talk about a face friend.
It was terrifying. Okay. And I felt so relieved that it wasn't
that the just TikTok world.
Yes. That it like was a thing.
Yeah.
Like I was like, thank God, because otherwise I feel like such a dirty bird, like that I would even. That it would even
Everybody was talking about it.
Everybody's
talking about it and doing these great little shorts running from them.
Sabrina Carpenter, I want to get into that on account of the fact that she got so much flack for her initial Man's Best Friend album cover. So it is the
And that
album.
Was the one where she was on her knees
We've
holding
got it.
The leg.
So, yeah, so this is the one where she is literally on her knees. Some guy's pulling her hair. It's very
it's
like
a good look.
S&M looking and people are like, wow, girl power or what? So she has come out with an alternate like album cover. So she tweeted, the tweet is showing this where it's supposed to be like Marilyn Monroe. You want to show the tweet?
What's the cat? What is that?
That's a dog. It's got a collar on it.
Oh.
So this is supposed to be of Marilyn Monroe. And so one of the funny things is she says, here's the new alternate cover approved by God.
God
so
approve.
I don't know if that's her coming at all of her haters. Like, if you want to hate on this, God approved.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, I think God's a little busy in other parts of the world.
Gracie, what is the cat? What is the dog collar thing? What is that, Molly? What is that? Just
it's a dog collar. It's like a little. It's a little. It says man's best friend. It's got like a little charm.
And
don't you have dog tags?
Yeah, but they're not on my dogs.
What are they on?
Nothing. My dogs don't have collars. They.
So you want them to run away?
No, they will never get away. So wait, what?
They will never get away.
Like knock on wood. So wait, so is the dog collar picture right there, is that part of Sabrina Carpenter's album?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. That's how I was wondering.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know how like they'll do different cover shots where it's like inside the back? So like the front is her on her knee, on her hands and knees with somebody pulling her hair, and then the back is this dog collar type
pulling
thing.
The hair.
I know. I'm like, come on, girl.
Pulling the hair.
No way. Everyone was joking around, again, social media, when they saw that of Spinal Tap, Smell the Glove.
I don't remember Smell the Glove.
That was the name of their horrible album.
Okay,
never
all
was
right.
Like,
smell
why?
The Glove.
Yes, Smell the Glove.
Have you ever smelt the glove?
No.
Okay. What glove
I don't
are
even know
we
what that
about?
Means.
I think baseball glove.
Yes, I'm sure okay. That's exactly what it means.
What else would it mean? What other gloves?
It was like a leather glove. That was the whole thing. And they were like, yeah, Smell the Glove. And we'll have like a completely dark album. And everyone's like, this is the worst marketing ever. Like, how are we supposed to sell your album, Spinal Tap?
Smell the Glove.
Smell the Glove.
Well, Sabrina Carpenter, when does that album come out, by the way?
Later this summer. So that's been the big buzz, is the fact that she has this, you know, alternate cover,
okay. Apparently.
So it'll okay. Be interesting to see which one she comes with.
Hey, real quick, we need to fill this out. bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can call us at 402-915-0962 if you want to reach out and describe what smelling the glove is.
Please. Know what that is, but... No, people know. People will know who have seen Spinal Tap. That movie was fantastic.
We do have a message. They wanted to know... specifically you, if you ever woke up and everyone all of a sudden spoken in rhymes, how would you order your coffee?
Oh, if you had to rhyme?
If you woke up and everybody spoke in rhymes, which would drive me insane.
Black coffee, please. I'm begging on my knees.
There you go. We didn't think you could do it.
Give it to me.
Please.
Jeez.
Jeez,
I can't use please again.
Black, please.
Black coffee, please. I'm begging on my knees. Give it to me, jeez.
Okay, all right, she could do it.
Let's hear yours.
I don't drink coffee, I don't.
Look at you, you're like magenta. You can't do
That's it. That's what everyone's gonna see on this stage is several shades of party.
That's why you need to wear white.
It's gonna
shirt.
Start with white, scared as a ghost.
Yes.
Like a ghost. And then I'll get tan. And periodically red, magenta, back to red, and then probably just stays there the whole time. So, yeah.
Well, that's why you need to wear a white shirt.
Why do I do that? I can feel myself blushing. I don't remember
blushes. You're a man of a certain age. Your hormones are all over the place. I get it, girlfriend. You know, I know. You're just like, oh, my God, I'm just hot.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's hot in here. It's very hot in here right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're feeling the heat?
Now I know what you're going through.
I'm not going through anything. I am not sweating. You, on the other hand.
All right, already. Gracie, help me. All right, so we're going to get into the fun factory. Do we want to get into the fun factory? Is it time? All right, fun factory. You love fun factory.
I get so excited for Friday.
Yeah.
I really do.
So basically, I pick up videos out of my algorithm, and it's getting weird.
Oh my God, I can only imagine.
More weird. But
they're gonna flag you.
All right, so we're going to start with the Ryan. So singles, meet Ryan, Monster V1, F1.
I'm Ryan, and ladies, if I was your man, you get a free white Monster. And I don't mean the energy drink.
Somebody saw 28 years later and is feeling pretty good about himself.
White Monster. I literally laughed out loud when I saw that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How many? The question is, we
free
need to
white
circle
monster.
Back.
Yeah.
Circle back and find out how many nibbles he got.
Yeah.
Like how many women are like, okay.
Sick. All right, we got one smart man right here, F2 and Mop.
Here at the scene where a woman killed her husband because he stepped on the floor while she was mopping. Has the woman already been arrested?
Not yet. We're waiting for the floor to dry.
Can you hit that one more time?
Oh, my God.
Here at the scene where a woman killed her husband because he stepped on the floor while she was mopping. Has the woman already been arrested?
Not yet. We're waiting for the floor to dry.
That's fantastic. There's a running joke between my husband and I.
Yeah.
Where he'll say something and it'll be like so egregious. Like it'll be like, are you sure you're allowed to have shoes and go out tonight? And I'll be like, and Your Honor, that was the last thing he spoke. And the completely yeah. clear me of all charges.
Oh, I just remember my mother getting so upset when she was mopping. I don't know. Do people mop anymore? I don't know. Yes. My mother mopped and
floors magically clean themselves. What, don't you don't know. Have a self-cleaning floor? Peasant.
I have someone come do it. But
wow. Every day?
No, I keep it that clean. You'll see.
I keep it that clean.
Yeah, I don't drop anything on the floor, and you'll see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see.
You'll see. All right. Welcome to the club. This is the club F3. Gracie, please.
Hello, and welcome to our new and existing members of the We Do Not Care Club. I started this club for all women going through perimenopause and menopause. We are simply putting the world on notice that we no longer care anymore. I would like to go ahead and get started on our announcements for today. We do not care if we washed your socks and drawers inside out. That is how you left them, and that is how you will receive them back.
Amen, sister.
We do not care if something is not dishwasher safe. It is now and will be from now on.
Oh my God, I love this woman.
We do not care if the cashier at Popeyes automatically gave us the senior discount. 93 cents is 93 cents. We do not care if the closed captioning is annoying on the TV screen. This helps us stay focused.
I love this woman.
We do not care if we were using the flashlight on our phone to look for our phone. We do not care if the house is clean when you come over. Also, don't come over.
Yes. Amen.
This concludes our announcements. Our new and existing members, please put in.
That's what she's awesome. So that woman,
I just love all the glasses that she's got like dangling from her cleavage, where she's, because you're constantly like, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses?
She might be an existing character on the show from here on.
Oh, I was going to say, I like her.
It's great.
I like her.
She does. She does like, monthly or daily.
Please.
Yeah.
I'd like to have more of that. Please.
I love her. All right. Never forget.
Oh boy.
It's a moment you'll never forget.
I'll never forget this one time my friend came out running and screaming, "It's a boy." He was literally in tears. We never went back to Thailand again.
Lady boys.
Oh.
I'm the only one that gets it. All right, those husbands, things husbands do. This is Fun Factory.
Oh, this will be fun.
F5Y, yep.
Hello, I'm Tanidra, and welcome to episode one of Husbands Do, and I don't know why. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here we have a package of ballpark pranks. And guess what? They come in a resealable package, which means you can tear this baby open, take however many weenies you want, fry them, dye them, land to the side, reseal this, and put it back in the refrigerator, right? Isn't that dreamy? So why the fuck is this shit open from the side? Why are they weenies falling out the side? I should not see a weenie coming from the side. Why do husbands do shit like this? Were you that?
Yeah. Oh my God, so true.
Yes, it is.
It's the same thing. I will amend that. Kids are worse.
Oh, they are.
Kids are worse. You're like,
they are.
I don't even understand. Like, you had to get scissors.
You know what?
All
right, so I opened up a box of these fish. It was fish, gluten-free.
Goldfish?
Not goldfish. It was frozen.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so when I took the bag out, this is from Costco. Fantastic, by the way. It's gluten-free. They had the sealable thing.
Yeah.
Like toward in the middle.
Yes.
But the whole bag, there was no way of getting. I don't know what. I probably spent 10 minutes trying to figure it out.
Like how to get it open?
How to get it open. And I could never figure it out. So I just ended up cutting the bag open. And the thing is, do I flip it over? I don't know what to do. I'll have to show you.
You got
to
show me because
the way you're ridiculous understanding
thing. It is, I'm confused.
Yes, I'm confused thinking about it. All right, finally, we have seen it all. This is F6, The Past.
thought I seen it all. I thought that my timeline betrayed me and that we were down that path, but we're good.
That was good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, that's Fun Factory. Don't forget.
You did a great job.
Sunday, we have No Dumb Questions, so we'll need your questions. You can email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Monday. Monday we do. Yeah, Monday. Yeah. And then we also have Motivational Monday, and you can text us those questions at 402 915-0962. But don't forget, live show.
BPScrasher.com.
Live show. Live show. We want you there at the live show. So get your tickets. They are selling. And
yes.
Each ticket includes happy hour prices during the live show and also a free drink. So basically buying you a drink.
First round's on us.
Did you order your stirrers yet?
No, I just realized that. Okay. I need to get those ordered on account of the fact that I want to use David and Murray. And now that I have the perfect photo of Murray, because I got a new photo and I was like, well, this is terrible and it needs to be on a stirrer.
Okay. All right. I have a couple photos of it as well for you if you want to use those. But of Murray.
How do you have pictures of Murray?
Because she's have sent me 9 pictures of Murray.
Stop it.
Come on.
What, you hijacked my husband's phone? I keep telling him, I'm like, you better pray that if anything happens to you, that they can't unlock that phone and find out how many photos you have.
I mean, remember, we're on a group with Super Gracie, and you guys share so many cat photos. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
I mean, that's fine with me.
You're welcome.
I don't mind. I like looking at Murray.
And you know what? Let me tell you, if you did mind, don't care.
I don't care at all. All right, so get your tickets. All right, that's it.
Ask me about my cat.
Yeah, ask me about my cat.
Got to get those shirts.
That's
made.
New merch. Ask me about my cat. Don't do that. Do not do that.
Oh, I think we should totally get t-shirts that say, ask me about my cat with the big party show on the back. I mean.
Why not?
Bring it.
Bring it on. All right. So, so make sure you do what you got to do. Hit up our social medias, Facebook page and Instagram. And I guess we'll see you Monday.
Yes.
Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
A Huda Media Production.